On behalf of our whole parish family, on behalf of Father Ed Flanagan and Father Pete Aliata, our deacons, Jim Caldwell, Ed Krasinowski, Joe Mills, on behalf of the whole community here assembled, and I want to extend to Patricia and to John and Katie and to Brian and Rose and to Stephen and Darren and to all of the grandchildren and the whole early family, I want to extend to you our sincerest condolences and the pledge of our prayers and the promise that Maurice will continue to be remembered here in this community of faith on the anniversary of his death, on the board there at the entry of the church. He'll be remembered, and on the Feast of All Saints and All Souls, and all through the month of November when we remember the deceased of our parish. And this really is a death in all of our families. I think this is a real death in our parish family that we all feel, and the numbers of people who are here this morning are testimony to that. That this was a man who was loved and respected and admired, and that he was, for us, a real member of all of our families. Maurice's story is an extraordinary story. One chapter in it was that he was the head of the Newman Club at the University of Maryland. And John Henry Newman wrote in his own reflection on his own life, Cardinal Newman, who was a 19th century cleric, first in the Church of England, and then he became a Catholic and entered the Catholic Church, a great intellectual, a great thinker. He wrote about his own life. He said, God has created me for some definite service. Some work has been entrusted to me that has not been given to another. I have a mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am part of a great work. I am here as a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for nothing. I shall love as Christ has loved. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth, in my own place, while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments and serve him in my calling. I think Maurice fulfilled that very well. He was a bond of connection between so many people, and all of these people here today are witness to that. He was a link in a chain of love and a chain of wisdom. And in his own way, even though he may not have realized it, he was a preacher of the message of Christ, a message of love. And we are grateful for that life. But his life began in difficulty. And we have to admire him for the life that he made. He was born and entered this world in 1938 in Washington, D.C., but he was orphaned at birth and was shortly after he was about 2 years old, he moved, we speculate he moved from St. Anne's Infant Home in Northeast Washington to St. Joseph's Orphanage, which was also run by the Daughters of Charity at that time. And that's where he spent his early years until he was about 13 years old. He lived there in the orphanage with about 70 other boys, in a kind of world that we don't see much of anymore. And one of the boys that he met there was Father Pete Aliata, who was 4 years older than he was, and the two of them became fast friends. And I think amazing that 73 years later, they were still friends. And that first reading that we had from the Book of Sirach, a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure, I think is lived out in the lives of Maurice Early and Pete Aliata. 73 years of friendship. That's a remarkable testimony. That's a testimony to a person who is loyal to his friends and faithful to the idea of friendship and love in his life. I don't know if you remember that he called you Rascals, right? Maybe because from the Argang comedy or the Little Rascals. And we have to picture these two little boys in that orphanage at that age. They might have been little rascals. You can imagine when you live in a dormitory with 70 boys that it's not always harmonious or peaceful. That was how they began their lives. At age 13, Father Pete went into seminary, and then a few years later, when Maurice was about 13, he was adopted by John K. Early, and moved from his urban existence in Northeast Washington, and he had started high school at Gonzaga High School. Suddenly he finds himself plunked down at literally the end of the earth in Point Lookout, Maryland, as far as after that, you cannot go.